got to listen to the first verse. You got to listen to a little bit of this. Welcome back. It is Beamer in for Bowerly. This is one of those songs that, as much as people complain about it, you have to hear it at least once during the holiday season. Right? I mean, this, Mariah Carey, you've got to hear it at least once. You might complain about it. You might say that it's awful, that it's overplayed, but you got to hear it once. And there it is. We gave it to you, the once. 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the show, asking you where you're standing right now going into the weekend on the Buffalo Bills. They play the Chargers tomorrow, and yes, Easton Stick, right? Easton Stick, Tanner, is the quarterback's name?
Yes.
Easton Stick. Did he throw four interceptions last week? Was it a Nathan Peterman-like showing? He did not have a good game against what is a par Raiders team. But I was just talking with Tim Wenger. You don't want to get too excited, right? I mean, you don't want the team to be like, oh, well, it's the easy express to the Dolphins because, well, anything could happen. Anything could happen. We've seen it this season. We saw a game against the Patriots they should have won and didn't. We saw a game against the Jaguars they should have won and didn't. We saw a game against the Jets they should have won and didn't. So I would say those are the three you look at and say those are should have been wins, right? Of the six losses, in my opinion, the way they played in those games, they should have three back. And then they should have the Philadelphia game back, but I'm not putting that one totally on them. I think even... And I hate to say officiating cost them the game, but I think even the biggest fans of the NFL officials, I don't if they exist, the NFL official fan club would even say that was a rough game for NFL officials. You look back and the Bills don't have to be in this situation right now, right? I mean, they tripped up in games that they shouldn't have. Now, they're not the Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons... Of the six worst teams in the NFL, the Falcons have lost to four of them. So they're not the Falcons, but still, you look back and say, well, they could have done this, should have done that. Hey, it's fine. In my opinion, it's fine because the Bills are hot right now. Can they stay hot going into the NFL playoffs? I mean, that's the dream, right? Because you look at last season, they kind of limped into the playoffs, right? They were barely winning games. They didn't look like they were clicking. They almost lost to Miami twice. So this team that's going, you know, that's going into Kansas City and getting a win, that's blowing the Cowboys out of the water here in Buffalo. We'll see what they do to the Chargers, the Patriots, and the Dolphins. But this team seems to be finally clicking when it's most important. So. Of the options that I gave you, you know, what will happen? Will the Bills win the division? Will they get in but get eliminated first game? Will they trip up somewhere and miss the playoffs? I think this team's winning the division. And again, I know that means the Dolphins have to lose one of their next two games. I think the Dolphins might lose both of their next. I think the Dolphins might not win again in 2023 or the first game of 24. The Dolphins might not get another win this season. And I don't think that's crazy to say the way they've been playing. Remember the first game the Bills beat the Dolphins? It seems like after that Dolphins game, the Bills didn't start clicking again. The few games after the Dolphins game, the Bills really looked lost. But they're finally finding it again. And I think that team that beat the Dolphins 48-20 is the team we're seeing right now. So I don't think it's crazy to say the Dolphins don't win another game this season. That would be very beneficial to the Buffalo Bills, of course. 803-0930, star 930. I would like to know what you think, what the Bills are going to do as we sit right now without playing any games in the AFC for week 16. You have a 63% chance. The Bills have a 27% chance to host a wild card game, 36% chance to make the wild card, and a 37% chance to miss the playoffs altogether. And again, that's before one game has been played in the AFC for Week 18. We did have a game out in L.A. Now they're switching that field over for the Bills game tomorrow, the Saints and Rams, and that was an awful game. It was an awful game, and they brought Ohtani out there like Ohtani just came to L.A., even though he was with the Angels the last five seasons. But that's a different topic. We'll talk baseball when maybe I can do a baseball special, baseball preview podcast this upcoming season. Maybe we'll do that and we'll make fun of LA and Ohtani. All right, so we'll take calls on the Buffalo Bills, but let's get into what I think a lot of you are on the road doing right now: last minute Christmas shopping. I have a feeling there's a lot of you out there doing last-minute Christmas shopping while listening to the radio. Maybe you've ordered something on your phone and you're going to pick it up. Whatever it is you're doing, 803-0930, star 930. Where are you on your Christmas shopping? Are you hitting the stores today, tomorrow? Are you risking it all and going Christmas Eve morning? And what is the Buffalo must-have gift? Is it still something Bills? Are Bills products still the number one most common gift under Western New York Christmas trees? Or is there a highly in-demand product here in Western New York that I am not aware of? I'd like to know. And stocking stuffers, can you give me some stocking stuffer ideas? You know, obviously, you put a few Reese Christmas trees in the stocking. But what's a good stocking stuffer? 803-0930, star 930, because I have to go out and do my last-minute Christmas shopping after the show today. So any kind of advice that you can give me, 803-0930, star 930, would greatly appreciate it. I have to say, if you've listened to me over the last few years, you know I am a last-minute Christmas shopper. I mean, last year, I was here doing storm coverage, buying Christmas gifts online. And everyone in my family got a picture of what they were going to be getting. That was last year's Christmas shopping. I mean, that's how it went. When I used to work retail, I'd obviously work Christmas Eve every year. And as I was leaving, the big gift you would get from me and my family was a gift card to Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm hoping everyone in my family used up the gift card before they went out of business, because for years they were getting Bed Bath & Beyond gift cards. So I'm hoping they went through all of those and they didn't leave some cash on the Bed Bath & Beyond gift card, because now that's... unless Overstock is starting to accept Bed Bath & Beyond gift cards, I don't think that's any good. But are you regularly a last-minute Christmas shopper? Now, I know people out there that, and we talked about this last week, I know people out there that will be starting their Christmas shopping in September and October. Now, don't get me wrong, I start listening to Christmas music in September and October, right? The Hallmark Christmas movies we talked about yesterday, they start airing 24/7 in October, you know, late October. But the shopping, I've just always been that week of Christmas shopper. And you know what? It hasn't gotten me yet. It has not burned me yet, being a last-minute Christmas shopper. I'm also very fortunate that there are certain members of my family who like gift cards and do not complain about getting gift cards. But I know there are a lot of people out there that if they get a gift card, number one, you should just be happy that someone's thinking of you, right? I mean, if you're listening to the show, aren't we all past the age? I mean, I hope we have people of all ages listening. But aren't we past the age of, like, Christmas being about gifts? You know what I mean? Like, there's the reason for the season. You have to be with family and friends and the people who mean the most to you. That's what the holidays are about. Getting together, spending time with loved ones. I think you get to a certain age where you should just be happy that someone's thinking of you, right? But I also know there are people who think gift cards are the easy way out. Fortunately, fortunately, my wife's not like that, right? I don't think she gets too upset if I get a gift card. It's probably better than me picking out things, right? If I just give her a gift card and she can get exactly what she wants. Again, on top of gifts. I'm not saying just a gift card under the tree, Merry Christmas. But with other gifts. I'm not saying I did that this year. I'm just saying in the past, I have been known to be the king of gift cards. But again, I know there are some people who stay away from it. I know they'll never get gift cards. They want to get the gift. I just feel, and again, maybe this is me looking back on my retail experience. I don't want anyone to have to get what I got them and go stand in line at customer service to return a product. I think that is just, that's the worst. Like, something has to not fit me for me to return it, right? I mean, I have gotten things for Christmas before that weren't my style, right? Wasn't something that I, not often, but it's happened to me in the past. But I'll still wear it. Why? Well, because it was a thoughtful gift. It fits me. And most things in my closet right now don't fit me. So I'll wear it. I'm not going to go return it. Again, unless it doesn't fit, I'm not bringing something back. I'm not standing in line. I'll make a use for it. You know what I mean? But that was, and anyone who's ever worked retail knows, that's the worst day, those few days following Christmas, when you just have a line of people returning product. And now, with online shopping, you'll have people standing in line trying to return stuff they didn't even buy in store. It's very frustrating. So I do not want to add to that unless it's absolutely necessary. 803-0930, star 930. I'd like to hear from you. Also on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, would like to hear from some... would like to hear from you as well. There are some funny ones on the board that I'm not going to be reading, but there are some other good ones as well. My siblings are all 50 and don't want gifts, no kids, so I don't have to worry about that. When we did gift, my family gathers after Christmas, so the day after Christmas sales worked out well. Oh my gosh, yeah. You meet up after Christmas, and there are some people, you know, some years, last year, you know, for us in Western New York, most of us did not get together on Christmas because we couldn't. We were stuck. Stuck at work, stuck at home, stuck at someone else's house. But yeah, most gatherings were after Christmas last year. This person made use of that with their family meeting after Christmas for years and getting those after Christmas deals. I mean, that's another thing, right? Everyone talks about Black Friday. After the day after Thanksgiving, when you have all the cheap sales and people are rushing to the store, rushing online to get the cheap gifts. But, you know, after Christmas, again, I'm trying to make a case for gift cards here. I think gift cards are a great gift. And as this texter says, especially after Christmas, you take that gift card and you go to any store on December 26th, you got all this stuff marked down, right? We don't have the stock for this. It's 50% off this, 50% off that. If you were smart, you would get new decorations for next year, next week. Like, that might be something I do, right? We're going to have, we're moving. We're going to have some more space to decorate next year. Heck, if I can get some stuff real cheap, and we'll have more storage now, If I can get some stuff real cheap, you better believe. I also think our Christmas tree needs replacing. My wife might be listening and disagree with me. I think we have one of those pre-lit Christmas trees, and it's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. It's awesome. I think there's a shelf life to those, though. Like, every year, the lights get a little more less included in the tree, if you know what I mean, right? Those lights, it's a pre-lit tree. The lights are, you know, technically in the tree. But every year that you assemble and then take apart, assemble, take apart, it just seems like it's getting less and less pre-lit. Like, the lights are coming out. You've got to put them back where they were. I think trees like that have a shelf life. So I'm thinking next year, maybe for the new place, we get a new tree. Or since we have more space, maybe we have two Christmas trees next year. I've seen places that are houses that do that. You've got an upstairs Christmas tree and a downstairs Christmas tree. My parents have their main Christmas tree, and then they have their hokey Christmas tree. I hope they put it out this year in the basement. Come to think of it, I didn't see it last time I was there, so I don't know if they put that up this year. That would be very disappointing if I didn't see the hokey Christmas tree this year. But now I think next year, we got more space. We might do the upstairs Christmas tree and the downstairs Christmas tree. I say there's no problem with multiple Christmas trees as long as you know, people are going to see it. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show talking about Christmas shopping. Are you all done? I can't imagine you are. And again, I'm not here to brag about our ratings, but we have a lot of people that listen to this radio station. And I drove by certain shopping plazas on my way to work. And let me tell you, it was chaos, as usual, this time of year at this particular plaza. So I know there's a lot of people making that last-minute trip. And, you know, yes, it's a little quicker if you do the pre-order, which I have done, right? You order it on the app, and then you drive in and go pick it up at customer service. I like that because the store gets the credit for the sale. It's coming out of their inventory, right? They went and shopped it, and then you went and picked it up. But that takes away the having to go and shop for it. But let me tell you, it's still a process to get there because that parking lot is an absolute mess. I used to work in that plaza, all right? I know it. That parking lot is just it's a traffic jam and it's a gridlock. And then you get into the store and you have a line of people who did the same thing as you, ordered online. And of course, you have the one person that they thought they ordered it at the store they're standing at, but they actually ordered it at the store on the other side of town. And so now you have the person at the desk calling the person at the other store to say, oh no, can you cancel that out? We're going to give it to them here. And now you would have been quicker to just go shop it yourself and maybe go to the self-checkout. I can't tell you the amount of times that happened where you're at a certain store and you see, wow, what's the holdup up there? And then, you know, you focus in and you notice, oh, the store they thought they were going to is in a certain mall in Cheektowaga, yet they're at the location in Amherst. So now they have to work this out and make sure they get the credit for it. It's going to take forever. And then you're stuck because you've already ordered the product on your phone. So you know your product's up there behind customer service. Again, we all make mistakes. Don't get me wrong. I have ordered food at Chipotle and gone to the wrong Chipotle. Fortunately, I live in the middle of two Chipotles, so it wasn't that difficult to go and get the right one. But we all make mistakes. I'm just surprised how common it is that I'm standing in line and there's someone who is at the wrong store to pick. I seem to always at holiday time. This has happened to me now at Lowe's and at Best Buy two Christmases in a row where someone, the person in front of me is at the wrong store that they clicked when they were on the computer or on their phone making the order. Again, we all make mistakes. I've been just as guilty of doing the same thing at a restaurant. I'm just saying, 2 years in a row it's happened. So I know there are people out there who have been in that situation and said, wow, it would have been a lot quicker to go shop for this, but I've already spent the money and I know that what I ordered is right behind this person at the counter. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. Want to know where you think the Buffalo Bills are going to end up. That topic is still open. And also Christmas shopping. Where are you Christmas shopping? What's the most annoying thing about holiday shopping? And what is the most in-demand Buffalo gift this year? Maybe that's not the way to word it. The most in-demand gift in Western New York this year. 803-0930, star 930. It's Beamer in for Bowerly. 1 hour down, 3 to go on News Radio 930, WBEN.